Before, behind the media, I notice you have Kleenexes over there. Is there something going on?
I think I got a cold over the last 24 hours. It's just a common cold. Let's not make
it a big deal. How do you know?
Are
you like Dr. First, you're Reverend Jimmy. Now you're Dr. Jimmy?
I played a doctor on TV. I diagnose all the time.
You do.
Especially when you look at an athlete. You can tell, he tore his ACL. Oh, there goes his Achilles. Oh, that's a
shoulder. About Tom Brady? What did he mess up that he was playing so poorly most of the season?
It wasn't so poorly, okay? It was not up to his standards.
Okay, which is poorly if it's not up to his standards.
Well, if he was MVP the year before, that's about as good as you can get.
And he wasn't this year, then something happened. So what was it, Dr. Jimmy?
His performance went down.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
So but back to my original.
The reports were it was a strained MCL suffered in the 8th or 9th game of the season. And then it healed because the strain of a ligament is like a sprained ankle, a sprained knee.
Yes, sir.
You wrap it up and ice it.
Medical school 101.
Ibuprofen and, you know, those guys, they get the
little
shots.
Shot.
Right.
By the way, Jimmy, what's your prediction for the big game?
Well, you know, and I will admit this.
Yes.
I will admit this.
Go ahead.
I am of the opinion that any team that I pick.
Right. Will lose.
Will usually lose.
So pick the opposite is what you're going to do. Reverse psychology? Is that what
you're
saying?
That's one of the reasons why I thought Kansas City would win. I also thought going on the road, the Patriots hadn't played well on the road. I mean, I wasn't alone in thinking that they were not going to go into Kansas City and win.
Right.
But they proved it. And now I can honestly say I would never not pick the Patriots in big game.
So that's your way of saying they will win.
They'll win. And they may win convincingly. They've never been in a Super Bowl that hasn't been decided by less than, I think, 5 points.
Okay.
Every game is always exciting.
So here's what I'm going to do, Jimmy. Because I like to win, if we both pick the same thing, then neither wins.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with a flyer here and say the Patriots lose.
Okay.
I don't have the number, but it's not going to be a blowout either way.
Do you know who they're playing, Dan?
I think it's New Mexico Generals.
I'm sorry. Did I put you on the spot?
I know who they are.
All right, good.
They used to be in St. Louis. Well, they started in L.A.
Whoa, and not only do you know who they are, but
they
you know
went
the history
to
of the
they
team.
They went to St. Louis, and then they ended up back in L.A. again.
And
they
what?
Have the youngest coach in the history of coaches.
He's half
who has
Belichick's age.
Who has a girlfriend who is very beautiful and is like a Hollywood type.
All right.
You didn't know that,
no,
did you?
No, I don't read the gossip columns and the you know, the E! Magazine stuff and all that.
And
stuff.
I know that his quarterback's name is Goff.
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff. Okay, I didn't know the first name, but I knew Goff. And everyone's talking about how this is the making of essentially the Belichick-Brady thing, although I think it'll be a much friendlier kind of thing.
It's going to be a good football game because the Patriots are always in good football games. And I feel more confident about this game and this matchup with this team than I did the other two.
Well, if you factor in the refs, I don't feel confident at all.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?